This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR.
And I'm Emma Erler, lead horticulturist at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
Emma, winter winds, cold, what can we do to protect our evergreen shrubs? Let's start with rhododendrons. We saw a lot of damage last year.
You could try creating a windbreak for these plants. You could have stakes set up on the side of the prevailing winds and set up a break with burlap or canvas. Or you could try to wrap the plant directly with burlap or canvas to just keep some of that wind off of the plant. What I would avoid is black plastic because this causes severe temperature fluctuations that can really damage the plant.
What about freezing temperatures and no snowfall?
That can be really tough for a lot of plants, particularly ones that were newly planted. The root system of a plant is not nearly as cold hardy as the upper portions of it. So I would recommend putting at least 2 inches of good mulch around the root system of your evergreens.
What are other conditions that might impact your plants in your garden?
Plants that are near the eaves of your house might get broken from a heavy snow load that comes crashing down. One real simple thing is to put A-frame wooden structures over plants that are in a vulnerable spot, like under the eaves, or simply committing to going out with a broom to brush off heavy snow after big storms will reduce strain on limbs.
And if plants are planted too near the road and you're worried about salt, what does that damage look like and what should you be doing to prevent it?
Plants that get salt spray on them tend to have brown needles or leaves. Usually you see it in late winter or early spring. And salt can also injure roots of plants. This is where a burlap or canvas barrier could come in handy again. I would absolutely recommend avoiding rock salt near your house. Rock salt is definitely going to burn the roots of your plants. Alternative de-icing salts that are a little bit more expensive are slightly less damaging, things like calcium chloride or calcium magnesium acetate, or even kitty litter.
Kitty litter, okay. So we're just hoping for a blanket of insulating snow.
A blanket of snow and wind speeds that are reasonable.
Right.
See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.